It's the time of year when kids are thinking about their holiday wish lists, and it's likely that at the top of many of those wish lists is a smartphone. It's a big decision for parents, right? Screen time will rot your child's brain. Or maybe smartphones help kids learn important lessons about the real world and responsibility. At what age is it okay to give them one? Claire McInerney from member station KUT in Austin walks us through it.
For the purposes of this story, we're going to divide families into two groups. Those whose elementary and middle school aged kids have a smartphone, and those who don't. The Crow family lives in Austin and falls into the first group. Sixth grader Sydney has a smartphone and uses it for two main things.
Playing games and watching television.
But that's not why she got it. Patty, Sydney's mom, says a few years ago her daughter ran into some transportation problems.
We had some bus issues where we'd leave her at the bus stop and head to work, and the bus didn't show up.
Sydney was in fourth grade, and with no way to call an adult, she started walking to school near a busy highway. After that, Patty gave her daughter an old flip phone for cases like this. But Sydney never charged that phone because she forgot about it. To her, a flip phone wasn't fun.
We realized she wasn't using the junky phone. So my husband wanted to upgrade, and that's when she finally got the iPhone.
Patty says she definitely rolled her eyes at the idea of her child having a smartphone, but ultimately decided to give Sydney a hand-me-down iPhone for one main reason: peace of mind.
My name is Mercy Shannon. I'm nine years old.
Mercy, another kid who lives in Austin, falls into the second group. She doesn't have a cell phone. She likes playing house, playing outside, and singing on her karaoke machine.
I saw him dancing there.
Mercy's mom, Brooke Shannon, like many other parents of elementary school kids, faced the cell phone decision early on.
They have been asking for years. So my oldest started asking for a phone in first grade.
Faced with pressure from her kids and other parents, Brooke started a pledge called Wait Until 8th. It's an online pledge more than 4,000 families across the country have made. The point is to create a community within each school of parents all waiting to give their kids smartphones until 8th grade so they don't feel alone. She figures by 8th grade, kids are mature enough to handle all that comes with a smartphone. In addition to wanting her kids to have a break from screens, Brooke worries about the effects, specifically of social media.
It is very challenging to hand over this technology to our children. Children just do not have the brain development at this age to be able to navigate the tricky social situations that come with social media.
Which isn't just a parent concern. Richard Fried, a California-based child psychologist and author of a book on the subject, agrees. He wanted to research the topic of kids in the digital age after seeing an increase in the number of children coming to him with anxiety and depression.
A lot of times kids' depression would be related to the fact that they were living alone in their room on their phone and disconnected with family.
Another concern of his? That social media leads kids to compare themselves to their peers. Fried suggests putting ground rules in place.
I want parents to understand how remarkably powerful and seductive these technologies are.
But for parents pondering this themselves, experts do tend to agree on one thing. There's no magic age to give a kid a smartphone. Common Sense Media, a nonprofit focused on kids and technology, says rather than considering the age of a child, focus on their maturity. Are they responsible with their belongings? Will they follow rules around phone use? One solution for parents wanting to communicate with their kids is to get a cell phone, but not a smartphone. For NPR News, I'm Claire McInerney in Austin.